Now we meet a multinational, three-generational and creative bubble in Bay of Plenty, whose lockdown experiences have become a culinary web series on Māori TV on demand. In March, when the country moved into level four, a Rotorua couple, Mike and Chinzia Jonathan, welcomed their Italian photographer friend, Matteo Fabi, to lockdown with them. Completing the bubble is the couple's toddler and also Chinzia's mother, who is visiting from Indonesia. It's been a creative time. Perhaps what you might expect when a filmmaker and two photographers with culinary prowess spend a lot of time together. Our Bubble Kitchen web series is the result. There's also a gorgeous gallery of family life shot by Matteo on our webpage, rnz.co.nz. Well, Mike, Chinzia and Matteo, kia ora, buongiorno, and welcome to 9 to Noon.
Kia ora.
I forgot g'day. Buongiorno, Matteo. I forgot g'day.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. I know it's a multilingual bubble you have there. And what a wonderful outcome from, you know, a difficult situation we're in. And particularly for you, Matteo, tell us a little bit more about how long you've been in New Zealand and how you came to be in this whānau.
So this is not my first time in New Zealand. I've actually been living throughout 2018 on a working holiday visa. I've been living and working in the country for almost a year, and I, of course, fell in love with it. And at this time, I was traveling with my girlfriend because I've spent the following year in Australia. So I was just visiting with my girlfriend about 20, 25 days, and I was on my way out, and then Cinzia has suggested me to work together on a project. So I've sent my girlfriend ahead, and I postponed my flight to the end of March, and eventually I wasn't able to take my flight. And I was finishing like this project with Cinzia. I was delivering this project, and so I was guest at their place when the lockdown has been put in place, and very, very, very kindly she literally stopped me on the door because I was about to just take the road with my self-contained vehicle, but she wisely suggested me that wasn't going to be a great choice, and she offered me shelter, which I've taken, and here we are. That's the origin of our bubble kitchen.
Well, it's become, as we said, it's become a web series, and that's the result of everybody's talents. Let's talk a little bit more about your photography career. I think you did some training. You're a freelance photographer and writer. You did some training in London, and mm-hmm. then it's been some international projects, a significant one, I think, some significant work, and then a really major event in Nepal. What happened back in 2015, Matteo?
So at the time, I'd already been living roughly 2 years and a half in London when I studied a freelance journalist course at the London School of Journalism. And then I went to Nepal first in 2015 for an internship within an NGO studying photojournalism. And when I was just on my way out to India, I was actually visiting the birthplace of the Buddha. It's called Lumbini. It's almost across the border to India in Nepal. And when the massive earthquake struck, so unfortunately, even though I've developed at the time a beautiful bond with so many people, especially the ones of the NGO, I was trying to get back to participate in helping them, but I wasn't allowed. The roads were closed. And so I was forced on my way out to India. But 1 year later, I went back and I set out on a trekking to the epicenter of the 2015 earthquake, which is a remote area called Gorkha, which some people might know because of the Gorkha soldiers belonging to the British Army. They are an elite force and they come from this very specific place. And I found that 1 year later, the situation was still pretty dire. So that was my first experience with a photojournalist. And then I've been living in Australia for in 2017, more or less. At the end, to September 2017, I moved to New Zealand, where I had the chance to develop another reportage within the community of Ruatoki, the Tuhoe community of Ruatoki. which I send very warm greetings to. We developed a beautiful bond. We worked on the basically a Kappa Haka performance of the Taiera Hia team at the Hayure Hatuoe, which is the Tuoe Festival, a festival which takes place every 2 years. And there was another major reportage, and that's when I basically started falling in love and, you know, just not feeling a visitor in the country. I started developing very deep bounds to the people and the land. So if there's a place where I had to be stuck, I'd rather be in New Zealand than anywhere else.
How did you meet Jinzia and Mike? How did you meet? Matteo, so I'm asking you how you met them. Sorry to confuse everybody.
Yeah. So it's actually very funny. I was going through the pictures of my archive, as every photography, I think, during this period, and I found the precise date. It was 9th of December. I literally moved to Rotorua. I was living in Te Puke, in Bay of Plenty, and I moved to Rotorua because I wanted to start investigate Maori culture, and Rotorua seemed to be a good starting point. And just randomly, I found out that the day after, the newly elected Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, was going to give a public speech in the Te Papaioru Marae in Rotorua. And I just went as a freelance, and I made myself a way to the very first line in order to shoot good pictures. And then I met, there was just this photographer next to me, sitting on the floor next to me, and she seemed to be understanding Maori. So she started explaining me what it was said, especially by the elders, which were interacting with Jacinda. And that was Cinzia. Cinzia started helping me, like just translating for me. And we happened to, you know, just found each other very nice. She invited me for lunch, and that's the beginning. That's how I first got in touch with my bubble.
Cinzia, can you pick up meeting Matteo? Did you realise you'd met someone special?
Well, at the time I thought, oh, just an interesting person from Italy, you know, with some photography skills. But yeah, and from then on, we travelled together down to South Island for a track, for a horse track. And I was asking if he wants to volunteer to drive my car from camp to camp. And he's like, yep, okay, yeah, I'll join you. And from then on, we bond even more and become a really good friend. And then the 2 years, was it 2 years after, Matteo? I think 2 years after he came, which is this year. And yeah, now we got stuck together.
There's an interesting story also as to how you and your husband, Mike, met. I'll let Mike speak in a moment. But where did you two meet?
We met in Russia. Or on our way to Russia, actually.
Both working in film, yeah?
Yes, both working in film. We were about to go to Vladivostok. There's a film festival in Vladivostok every year, Vladivostok International Film Festival. And on our way up there, on a flight from Korea to Russia, I saw these two Kiwis. One is a skinny guy and the other one is a muscly guy, handsome looking. So, yeah, lucky the handsome looking one fall in love with me.
So I'm just trying to work out, is Mike the skinny one or he's the muscly one, is he?
Mike's the muscly one. The skinny one is Taika Waititi.
Oh, was it? oh, goodness. So a big move to come to New Zealand, and you've been here for over a decade. You've really dedicated yourself to learning Te Reo Māori. And what was the drive for that?
Well, at the beginning, it was Mike's mother who requested that, you know, well, she didn't quite request it, but she said, oh, Cinzia, one day it would be lovely if you can speak Te Reo Māori. And that was 2 days before she passed away from cancer. So I promised her, I said, yeah, Mum, you know what, I'll make sure I'll do that. And by the time you have your unveiling, I'll make sure that I can speak Te Reo. And I keep to that promise. I spoke Te Reo on her unveiling, even though it was still just the usual conversation. But then, you know, it goes on further. I love the language, and I think it's awesome that, you know, more people can speak the language as well. But now my fire to speak Te Reo is my daughter, because I do want her to be speaking the language of the land as she grows up. And, yeah, I think we've kind of built a good road for that, I suppose, in our house.
You're also becoming established as a photographer, and what has been, I was going to say the focus, but that's an unfortunate pun. What has been...
The focus is the kid now.
Yes, true, true. But with your own work, what interests you, what fields of photography have you really been developing?
Oh, I do a lot of things for Rotorua community, do a lot of like corporate photography around here as well, family photos, yeah, here and there, wineries, yeah, more like corporate photography.
Mike, let's bring you in. Mike Jonathan, our other guest, director and producer of Haka Boy Films. Kia ora. And your story, your background in film, and as we said, meeting Jinzia on your way to Vladivostok, it's brought together, I suppose, it brought your eye, I suppose, to what was happening in the bubble. What were you seeing over the weeks you were together that made you think, actually, this would work for a wider audience?
Yeah, it was the, all the dinners that were being cooked in our house. And so Matiel would chip in, and he made this aubergine parmigiana, and it was amazing. And then, like, I'm in keto. I'm a keto eater, so it's a low-carb, high-fat diet. And so he made that for me, and I thought, man, that's awesome. And then Jinzia made this other amazing dinner the next day, and I thought, hey, why don't we... turn us around into making it a web series. And so we're just going to film a web series for free and just put it up online for anyone else who want to, you know, want some tips on some really easy Italian and Asian dishes. And then I pitched it to Māori TV, which was just an email, and they said, can we have it, please? I said, oh, okay, we'll give you 6 eps to be screened on demand. And and now we're 3 episodes deep, and we've got 3 more to come.
What do you think was that quick response was about?
I think it was just because I've been doing camera and directing for over 25 years, and so I think it was the way it was put together, but more so about having Italian stuck in your house and a reo Māori speaking Asian woman. Wahine, and it was totally like, oh, what is this? What is this program? Is it? It's so multicultural and diverse that I'm sure we can see this on Māori TV or on demand. So I'm sure that was their response straight away. There was no hesitation at all.
What is the energy, and particularly in a situation where you are together a lot? And we're not going out and doing the other things and seeing the other people we normally do. What happened in your house, Mike?
Yeah, well, you know, it's either you got to do something, or get consumed in your own bubble. I had to stop myself from being bored and just kind of keep creating. And I think I was kind of lucky because when lockdown happened, I still had projects to coordinate and to edit, which I could do in my home office. And then I was getting actually sick of that. And so when I saw that we could make our bubble kitchen, then there was this new kind of vigor that came out for myself to like create something new, but also add it to my plate, which I didn't really have room for. just create this cool program. And by the response on Facebook, you know, everyone loves it, and everyone's been cooking all the recipes that we give out, which is awesome. And it's just a great response and real positive.
It's so typical, isn't it? I'm incredibly busy, so why don't I just do this other random thing as well?
I did it to myself all the time.
So there's... 3 episodes, I think, filmed and up already, right? 3 of the 6?
That's right.
What happens in each episode? What are you, because you're doing the filming and the editing, and what sorts of things are you looking for? I mean, is it Nigella Lawson, or is it much more random?
No, it is random. It's just a normal kitchen. We're in like a kind of rebuilt state house, and so we've got an oven that has two of the four knobs on it, and so it's, you know, it's like anyone can cook these dishes. Whether you know, we've only got one element that actually goes properly on our oven as well. So there's all those little things, those little quirky things that we laugh about in the background. But you know, it's that. It's been you know, we do a shot before each episode is shot, and we're just making sure that the place looks pretty. And yeah.
Tanzir, I'm not sure how happy you should be about one element on your Mati. Are you waiting for some shops to open?
We can do this. I mean, if we can cook, you know, our nightly dinner and lunch and what else in there, then why not a cooking show? We can do it.
So, Mario, you must get a hold of the
arranging it.
Yeah, you must get a hold of the element to boil up the water for the pasta, right?
Yeah. As an Italian, I'm already used to the, you know, the live fire, the gas stove, so which naturally would bring you to top flame to the very minimum in a snap of finger. Whereas with this one, but I had to get the gear, but now that we got into it, you can see the results are not absolutely affected by it. It actually makes it more challenging, and I like challenges. So if we can do it with our elements, everybody can do it. It's just, it's real. That's what I think is the key of the program. It's real, you know. We're real people in a real kitchen.
I've got one bung element, and I'm going to stop complaining now about how I always need it and it's not there. What are some of the things you've cooked? Mario, do you want to go first? What are some of the things you've cooked on the show?
Well, there's coming up, there's bolognese, which seems to be simple, but has been an express request of Cinzia and Mike's niece, Ashley. So we did bolognese and the famous eggplant aubergine. Parmigiana, which is the real parmigiana. There's absolutely no chicken in it. So I wanted also to shed some light onto the real nature of parmigiana. And we'll see if there's going to be anything else coming up next. We keep posting also Insta recipes, we call them. So they're like recipes in pictures, which we're posting through the Instagram and Facebook page. And it spans from keto nut bar, which you can make in the freezer with no oven, and is actually vegan, keto, there's no dairy, to a Paraguayan dish, which my girlfriend, which now she came back home after a year and a half, so I involved, it would be nice, you know, it's just bringing people together, so I asked her to take some shots of a typical recipe of Paraguay, and she sent me through a chipaguasu, which is basically a corn flan. And, yeah, we just keep, you know, bringing people together with food. I think that's what we really want to achieve with the program.
You must be missing here, Mario.
I am. I am, but on the other hand, I can't complain because I'm having a rewarding, fulfilling experience here. So I'm missing out on one side, but I've got to, you know, grow fond of this family, which made me really feel part of it. And also I had the chance through the event I was working with Cinzia in April to expand my network of friends in New Zealand. Day by day, I just feel home more and more. So even though I look forward, I'm actually due to move to Paraguay. I was going to make the big step of moving to my girlfriend's country because she was sponsored by her university. She teaches at the university, so she's bound to be there. So as soon as I can, I will rejoin her in Paraguay. But for the time being, I don't mind keeping myself busy with our bubble.
Well, it's a step up on the old Zoom or FaceTime, isn't it? Having Mike able to film you so you can, she at least can see you.
We try to keep, like, you know, a daily positive routine with my girlfriend. We do yoga together. We do video yoga. So I don't know if you really want to see me doing yoga in front of the laptop with my girlfriend, but it's a nice way to you know, to keep the feelings alive, getting to see each other every day. And to be honest, I met her in Australia, and I was already traveling throughout Australia. So since the beginning of our relationship, I've always been like 1 month with her to not to whether to not. Then I left. I went back to Italy. Then we traveled Southeast Asia. I went back again to Italy a little more, and then we traveled New Zealand. So we are two independents. She's a creative as well, and I think we respect each other's plan. And at the end of the day, you have to surrender to the stream of life. That's what. I think there's people which are much worse off than we are. Personally, I'm safe in a group of beautiful people. There's so many people, you know, all around the world which are struggling much more than we do. So I try to keep humble and think, oh, who is really in difficult situations, and just try not to complain about what's going on.
Jinzia, you have, as we said, you and Mike have your toddler, Hinakura, but you also have your mum there, Adriana, I think. And that must be a good feeling, is it? Yeah, had she been visiting?
She's been visiting since January, I think. Yeah, since January. That's when she came here. And, yeah, it's been awesome having her, especially having her close to her granddaughter. I'd rather her here rather than being alone at home, so we can go through this together.
And what about your cooking and your cuisine? What will some people see on the web series from you, Jinzia?
I think the last one I have, because Matteo has got two coming up, I got one more, which is the dumplings made three ways.
Nice.
We have steamed dumplings, boiled dumplings, and fried dumplings.
Mike, there's a lot going on in your busy bubble. You are directing and filming this. You're parenting. What else is you're doing some work? What else is happening in the house? There's some gorgeous pictures of family life and bubble life on the gallery. But what else is happening?
Yeah, well, each morning I tend to retire to my office, which is downstairs from the house, and so I can hear everyone running around, especially my daughter. So when I hear a little pitter-patter feet upstairs, I just have to go back upstairs and have a little play with her, you know. So, and that's cool. And there's always, like, amazing smells coming from the kitchen, whether it's Chinzi or Matteo cooking something up. And so, I'm lucky, you know. I feel a lot of gratitude with having some good chefs in the house. And, you know, after I finish a day's work in the office, I can come up and, it's already there for me. Oh, it's just that, well, it's the best bubble in the world, you know. So, I am busy. I'm just trying to coordinate projects for when the lockdown comes down to level two and so on. And there's so much going on because there were projects that were supposed to be delivered probably the week of lockdown, and then those clients are going, oh, we want this. As soon as we get into level two, you're out there filming. So, you know, I'm going to miss the bubble once it happens because, you know, I go away a lot, and whether it's nationally or sometimes internationally as well, I'll travel out and have to go and make stories for other people. Yeah.
So really, has this period at home for this number of weeks, is it quite unusual for you to have that much time at home, or has it just been a different experience of being at home?
It's both, actually. So it's the longest I've actually been home. I think it was 5 or 6 weeks this week. And, it's just so awesome to be around my baby and see her grow. And usually I'm away for about up to 8 months of the year. When it's like full on, and I've loved it, you know, being in our bubble and being with a daughter especially, and Matteo's pretty cool. Yeah, we've got this Italian guy. My friends are always like calling up, hey, who's that Italian guy? It's like, oh, that's just Matteo. Yeah, does he cook for you like every day? I said, oh, no, not really. And but lately I've been saying yes, he does. He's like in-house chef that cooks me pasta all the time.
Hey, the one person I haven't heard about the cooking skills is you, Mike. Are they good?
Yeah. I'm a bit of a breakfast guy, so I like nice scrambled eggs, a bit of bacon every now and again, or because I eat keto on a keto diet, I just prepare my own breakfast, and then I'm a bit of a whiz at barbecuing and smoking. So, you know, we've had that once since being in lockdown. But we could see that come through again this weekend.
It's been so lovely to talk. Thank you, all of you. You've been inspirational in how to make the most of a bad situation in some ways, in many ways, isn't it? And also a great example of how, as you pointed out, Matteo, life does what it does, and if you're thrown together like this, make the most of it. Thanks, all of you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Kia ora and ciao. Matteo Fabi, Jinzia Jonathan and Mike Jonathan on their creative bubble. Now, there's some beautiful images of Matteo's on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. There's also a link through to our Bubble Kitchen web series, 3 episodes up already on Māori television on demand, and 3 more still to come.